Yeah, I'm delighted. It's always a nerve-wracking time when you're out of contract for a footballer in the summer, so you don't know where you're going to be. But yeah, finally signed, and I'm look really looking forward to it.
It's not happened to you for a very long time, has it?
Not really, no. I always kind of got scared and liked the continuity of things over the years. But yeah, it was a new experience. Nervous, but on the other hand, exciting because you don't know where you're going to go, you don't know where you're going to be. But I'm glad to get it all done now, and I'm delighted to be here at a terrific club.
A lot of people remember your days at Blackpool with a great deal of affection. When you were playing for Blackpool, were you aware of a club down the road that was beginning to take off and beginning to win promotions and threatening to play professional football?
Think Alex Ferguson called the other team in Manchester the noisy neighbours, didn't he? So maybe that's what's happening in this part of the world, the noisy neighbours here. Yeah, obviously from the outside looking in, you see a team winning promotion every year, albeit in non-league circles, and you're thinking, wow, they keep going, they keep going. You think, is it's got to stop? But no, they've kept going, and through the chairman's ambition, the hard work of the managers over the years, and the players, obviously, you know, they've got to a stage where they're in League One, which is fantastic, and I'm delighted to be part of it. I want to be part of it. It's something that excites me.
When you're out of contract, do offers come flooding in, or have you been thinking to yourself, is the phone going to ring? What's it been like?
Yeah, I mean, being around the block, you know, I know how it works. Even as we now sit here, it's still just middle of June type. So one of my best friends in football in the world, Gary Taylor-Fletcher, went through it last season where he didn't sign for Leicester up until September. So it's one of those situations where clubs don't know where they're going to be. They don't know what monies they've got. They just, you know, there's so much up in the air. People are on holiday. So things take time to sort out, you know. So I wasn't particularly worried, you know. You just don't know what's around the corner. But, you know, I don't like to really gamble. I just like, that's why I've liked the continuity and safe option of re-signing over the years. But having said that, it hasn't been too frustrating. You know, I've had little bits of interest, but it's actually nailing it down to a contract offer. And thankfully Fleetwood have done that for me today, and I'm really pleased to be here. But you know, I wouldn't like to go through it every year, put it that way.
Have you spoken to Fleetwood for a sort of number of weeks? Has this been ongoing?
Yes, I met the manager 2 weeks ago, and we had a kind of informal chat, you know, and a cup of coffee. And you know, I think he wanted to see what my personality was like, you know, and I got a feel for him. And you know, he didn't have to sell the club, because I know, like I said earlier, about Fleetwood's ambition and drive and where they've come from. But he did, he sold the club to me, where they're going, where they want to be eventually, what the plans are. And you know, I was very interested. And you know, over the last couple of weeks, I've had other options which have been fantastic options, I must say, also. But just for a number of reasons, this felt right. And you know, obviously the league they're playing in, the location is fantastic for me. You know, I'm a family man, and there's so many things that this just reasons why this felt such a good fit. And I'm delighted it's all sorted.
When you saw the plans, brand new training ground, the chairman's never satisfied with the way his ground looks here. He's always looking to improve. Is that something that it's got to appeal to you massively, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 33, but I feel like a kid again. You know, I'm excited. There's still so many things I want to achieve as a footballer. You know, I'm not really thinking about other things in life, like coaching, like a lot of people would at this stage. Obviously, it's in the back of my mind, but I want to be a footballer. I want to, the drive and hunger is there more than ever. So I've got a point to prove. And once the management and the chairman told me about the vision and where they're going, what they're doing with it, you know, it was you know, it was a real opportunity for me to run with a club that's going places.
What about Huddersfield? You were in and around the squad last season. I know there's been a change of manager since you signed for Simon Grayson, didn't you? There was a change there. Did you have a good idea back end of last season that there wouldn't be an offer?
Yeah, I knew a year ago I wouldn't be re-signing at Huddersfield Town. That's how plain it was. Simon obviously took me. I was friendly with Simon. I played with him, played with him, and he got sacked harshly, 18 months ago. But it's a different story really altogether. But he got sacked harshly, and the new manager came in, and it was a new regime above him as well. They wanted to go about the place differently. They wanted to lower the wage bill. They wanted to play younger players through their academy. They wanted to do things differently. And I didn't have a problem with that. I just wanted, you know, a fair crack at the whip. And I, as probably everyone knows, I probably only played 12, 15 times last season, not through injury or anything. It was just purely the manager didn't want to go down the route of playing some of the senior players. Peter Clark had it there as well. One or two of the old, the senior lads had it. And when I did play, I always felt that I did really, really well. And, you know, but I was always looking over my shoulder thinking, I've done well this Saturday. Will I be in the team next Saturday? But, you know, that's by the by anyway. And, you know, I wish Huddersfield Town all the best because it is a good club with some fantastic people there. But I'm just concentrating on the future now.
And there's a manager here who I'm sure you've played in the middle of the park against on a few occasions in his Preston and Burnley days.
I'm trying to think. I think I've definitely played against him, but maybe not in midfield. I think maybe at fullback when the manager was, you know, in his fullback days. Definitely played against him. And he seems a very ambitious guy. You know, he's not happy with where the club are now. Obviously, he's pleased how things have went, but, you know, you don't look in the past. I certainly don't look in the past. It's the future. What can you do tomorrow? What can you do this season? And nothing about the club or him or anything about the place wants to stand still, and that's the exciting thing.
And to know you're going to get a fair crack, to know if you play well on a Saturday, the chances are you'll play again Tuesday. The manager's always been like that here. If someone impresses him, he keeps him in the team. That's got to appeal too, hasn't it?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, that's all a footballer can ever ask for. I mean, one case in point last season at Huddersfield, I came into the side because of injuries or whatever to other people, and we beat Barnsley 5-0 and I scored. And I worried all week about me keeping my place the following Saturday, and I could sense I was going to be dropped. I wasn't dropped, but I had that feeling of insecurity all week because I knew I wasn't part of what's going on or what was going to happen in the future. So, you know, to know that you're going to get a fair crack at the whip, and if you've got the shirt, it's up to you to keep the shirt. So that's all you ever want as a player, really.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to the most then? Just meeting the lads, starting pre-season, if you can say you look forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, well, every footballer I'll say, you know, they don't like the running side of pre-season, but I've done that many now. You know, I know how it works. I know what it takes to get fit. I know my body. So I'm looking forward just to getting cracking now, you know. I've had a good summer because the championship season finished early May, whereas the lads here obviously went to the playoff final and they carried on for 2 or 3 weeks longer. So they deserve the rest a little bit more than me. So I've had a bit longer off, but I've been keeping fit. And I want to get back in the dressing room, enjoy the banter, and knuckle down to some hard work and helping this team win games, really.